Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Answers from the Heartland, brought to you by Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. Angie Metcalf, our calf and heifer specialist, with us again today. And Angie, a rather interesting topic and certainly a worthwhile one during these warm summer months. And that's when we're talking about calf bedding, which really can differ when you talk about a calf hutch compared to a barn.
Sometimes they can. It depends on what the farm has available. A lot of times it comes down to how do they clean, how can they get the bedding in there, you know, what types of area do they have for the calves. So a lot of times it's access of product, and sometimes cost, you know, determines what they're using, whether it's a hutch or a calf barn.
Now, when we talk about summertime, does that really make a difference in what bedding may be used?
You know, it really can. You think about in the winter, we talk about we need that good straw base to keep those calves warm. Straw retains heat. They have that insulation factor. We have to think about it from the summer point of view. Straw retains heat. You know, it can, as the organic materials break down, they give off heat. So straw in particular, while great in the winter, in the summer it can be kind of hard to manage. You know, you can have moisture build up, it may not dry, ammonia, and, you know, straw seems to be one of the major factors in attracting flies. So you really need to kind of think about what your products are depending on the time of the year.
But doesn't straw seem to be the most popular choice for bedding, especially for those younger calves?
It really does. A lot of times we can get clean straw, and so especially when that navel is wet, that's nice. You know, it's a nice soft area to start out with. Main thing, obviously, is dry and what do you have for your farm.
Well, what about other options then? I mean, if you've got the finances to purchase them, what are you recommending besides straw?
Well, sawdust and sand seem to be probably the coolest choices for the summertime. Sand is becoming more popular, but if it's not managed, obviously, sand can be kind of wet. You might have dirty calves. You know, in these evenings that get down to 50 degrees, if you've got a calf that does get a wet hide, it can actually get chilled, even though it's warm in the summer. Sawdust is great, too, but you need to watch if you have green sawdust versus kiln-dried. Green can harbor bacteria, so you need to be careful what you use. Maybe use the kiln-dried or pine for the babies and use the green sawdust for a little bit older calves.
All right, what's your tip of the day?
Well, remember that warm weather, you know, ammonia can be produced really quickly, especially in these hutches and in these calf barns. So something as simple as barn lime, and I think we've talked about that before, can help neutralize that ammonia that's produced, prevent that hot smell that you get. You know, when you get into the hutches, you can get that real strong smell. Lime also helps prevent that attraction to flies just because, you know, you don't have as strong a smell. So main thing, dry is critical. Even with warm weather, keep those calves dry.
Well, Angie, what is your information? As far as I know, we can reach you on the phone at 1-715-654-5134, but also we can really communicate with you through the web.
Right. HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website. You can go on there. You can actually contact me on there. My email's on there, and there are usually some tips and new articles on there depending on the time of the year.
And that is Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.